We came here following our an aunt and an uncle, and my father had planned on going on to New Zealand. That was his ambition, and he arrived here and found that there was no sense of going on. As far as he was concerned, we arrived in the middle of September, after leaving a furious snowstorm in Edmonton, and he said there was no need to go because he had found what he considered to be paradise. It was quite a change for him. Father had been a farmer, as his father had been before him, and I guess I'm fifth generation Canadian, all been farmers. So in 1934, it was necessary to arrive in Burnaby and to adapt. So there were many things that he did, and eventually went into logging. And then in later years, until his retirement, he was in the trucking business as an independent trucker.
But did your mother also come from the same area?
Yes, they were childhood sweethearts and married early. I think Mom was 18 and Dad was 20, a normal type of thing in those days. Mm-hmm. But there were many other uncles and aunts that followed. And I can remember having picnics at Second Beach and Barnett Foreshore long before it was a park. And there'd be 50 or 60 relatives around, just like Stanley Park's being used by the new immigrants today, large family gatherings down there. Mm-hmm.
So this, what part of Saskatchewan were they from?
We were 150 miles north of North Battleford. We were back in the tree line again. There was lots of, not the big fir trees, but deciduous trees, and very nicely wooded area, lots of water and lakes, but five crop failures in 6 years were just about enough.
All right. So they just gave up on the land?
Just gave up on the land, and I think we were here a couple of years when the Canadian National Railway bought a easement to run the rail line through for $600 cash, and that was a tremendous amount of money, because in those days Father was working for 10 cents an hour. It was a dollar a day, mostly for labor, 10-hour day, and you didn't get to count the time you took out for lunch. Eventually the farm went for tax, went back to the Crown for tax money, and we all been back, of course, but just one of his brothers stayed and farmed, and one other returned after being here for a period of about 5 or 6 years, and then he farmed until he was reaching retirement, and then moved south to Saskatoon.
So what happened when you got turned back by the BC police?
Well, we always say that farmers are rather inventive. My dad sold the 1922 touring Ford, and everything that else that we had in the car, except those things that we could carry. And that's what we had to buy bus fare. And on the bus, they couldn't turn you back. So we often hear the story, or heard the story, about arriving at the end of the streetcar line at Ellesmere with a large sum of 56 cents and a family of four. We were greeted by relatives. We just knew that it was somewhere below this mountain in Burnaby. So we walked down Hastings Street and got to the corner of Hastings and Spurling, and went into Dow's store, and asked Mr. Dow if he knew the Moore family, who were our relatives. And he said, oh yes, they're just up the road. You'll see a big farm on the left-hand side, a couple of blocks up. That was Adam's Dairy Farm, and the Moores were directly across from that.
So you found them?
We found them. Because all the mail in those days just went to the post office. Mm-hmm. And there were no street addresses. The Adams farm was there for many years. I used to work there when I became a little older, and helping bottle the milk and put it in the containers, wash the bottles.
They sell that milk locally?
Yes, they sold the milk locally, and they made sausages, which they sold locally. I remember that. Had a pig farm in there.
And that was on the...
Be on the northeast corner of Union and Burley.